Hi, this is Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine, here to talk about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and I'm so excited to be sitting with Shivanti Wittiaratna. Shivanti Wittiaratna.
That's right. Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. A little bit of a challenge. From Cinnamon Restaurant right here in Rhinebeck, our favorite Indian restaurant. It's just south of Rhinebeck on Route 9. Shivanti, you're participating in Restaurant Week this year. We are so excited to have an Indian restaurant as one of the options. We have like 180 restaurants. I think you were the only Indian restaurant. So anybody craving Indian food has to come to Cinnamon. I thought it would be helpful maybe to just talk a little bit about Indian food and how it's different. Maybe give people a little bit of a primer if they're not familiar with Indian food.
Sure. We do a regional cuisine. We do, if I say in very simply, the home cooked style food. Indian food is not spicy all the time. When somebody says Indian food, the first thing comes into their mind is it's spicy. I don't want to try it. You know, it's not true. There are regions that you don't have very spicy food, and also we can customize as per your need, and we can make it less spicy for you. That's in Indian food, the main thing is the flavor. We create a flavor with all these different spices in it. So
you've got, I've heard of Northern style and Southern style. Do you have a particular style, and what does that mean?
We do like a regional cuisine. We do a little bit from every region, and in that way we balance our menu. Some very spicy ones, some are non-spicy, some kebab style tandoor, some in tawa cooking style, and some in curry. So you have three different varieties of cooking style in the menu.
So I know one of my favorite things, and probably everybody, is when you come, you have these wonderful appetizers you've got that are stuffed, you know, like stuffed with potatoes. You got the pakora or the samosas that are, you know, fried, and then the fried fritters, the fried onions that are so amazingly delicious, and they're served with like a tamarind
chutneys,
which are a great start. But Indian food is so beyond, you know, the appetizers, you know, so we tell people don't get filled up on the appetizers.
Right.
Because you've got tandoori dishes. And tell me a little bit, what are tandoori dishes?
Tandoor means it's a way of cooking. Tandoor really means it's a big clay pot that you put either meat or vegetable or any seafood, with all the seasoning in it. And it's just a classic grilling method in Indian cuisine. And in that way, you don't get fried food. It's always grilled, and it's not heavily spiced. It's not very spicy.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the curries, which tend to be, you know, a little bit more saucy, and different styles of curry could be, you know, more spicy or mild.
Mild, yeah, of course. There are things from South India. Those curries have intense flavor, about 8 to 9 different spices in it, and with the coconut milk. So it gives a really intense flavor plus a little bit heat. And there are Northern Indian dishes which has not so much spice in it, but you have a rich creamy sauce with cashew nuts and almond sauce, which creates a really nice rich flavor in your palate. So.
And then you were telling me about another style, which was, is it called tawa style?
Tawa is, it's again a cooking style that it's basically like you pre-season your vegetables or meat, and then you cooked that on just a flat grill, no oil, nothing. It's just like cooking on the flat grill.
Sounds so delicious. So now you are a co-owner with your husband, who is the chef, correct?
That's right.
And that's Shimanda?
Shimanda Vidyaratna, yeah. He's specialized more in South Indian cooking, and he learned from a really authentic chef in Kerala. He learned you know, spice grinding to making all the dishes. So he basically makes his own spice mix at the kitchen, and so he's working on from scratch to the finished product at the kitchen.
You were telling me he's getting really psyched for restaurant week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This time he is. He was just giving me little ideas of what he's planning to do this week, this year. It's there's a really interesting dish that I have tasted before. It's called Barwan Lauki. Barwan, it's zucchini stuffed with all cashew nuts and dry grapes and with all baby spinach and all the other vegetables, and it's cooked in a tomato based sauce. And you know, it's really sounds, and it, there are pictures on our website of the same dish. So
it sounds so different. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Thank you. And also he's doing a grapes raita. Raita means it's homemade yogurt with cumin seeds and cucumber relish. So we're adding grapes to it, local farm grapes.
Very much in with the harvest season of the grapes. Yep. It's perfect to do
it's
that.
It's perfect, yeah. So we try our best to use local farm produce for Indian food. It's not always easy to find the ingredients what we need, but whatever we can do, we always try to do our best.
Well, you know, I know a lot of the bases of Indian cooking will start with like onions and pepper and ginger, you know.
Ginger, yeah, mustard seeds, so stir frying, and then you add the other ingredients.
And then you build from that.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, it start with ginger, garlic, and mustard seeds and curry leaves, yeah.
Mm, yum. So what else are we going to be treated to during restaurant week? Well, you were talking about a shrimp dish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We also have a shrimp kebab dish that he's trying to do. That is one of his signature one with maple syrup. His local maple syrup will be used for that.
I think it's so cool because, yeah, you know, maple is probably not something that you find in India at all, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And people, there is something similar to maple syrup. There's something called sweet jaggery that we use for most of the northern Indian dishes. And people always ask, then my answer is, it's just like the maple syrup that you get in here. It comes off of a tree and we make the solid form of it to get the flavor and a little sweetness in Punjab dishes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. You learned something new.
I know. Yeah, always. We learn a lot from Hudson Valley with, you know, local produce. We always try, oh, there is a new vegetable. How can we integrate that with Indian cuisine? So we always try to do new things through that.
So you said that Restaurant Week was sort of inspiring him to branch out and try, you know, even converting some of the dishes that call for honey and using them with the maple syrup.
Yes, yes. He's totally planning to do. Our regular menu is a little bit of local produce, but we do, you know, we have to buy spices and few other Indian vegetables from out. But the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu is going to be all local, and we try to do everything locally.
I'm so excited to come and try. So you were saying there's a spaghetti squash dish as well?
There's a spaghetti squash with baby spinach and chicken, and it'll be done with all fenugreek, ginger, garlic, and curry leaves on top. So he'll be seasoning all those with it, and I'm very excited about that too.
I can see that. And this interview is airing just prior to dinner time, so I know you've made me really, really hungry.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll see you at the restaurants.
I think there's a really good chance of that. So I just wanted to say thank you for joining me here at WKZE. Did you want to add anything more that we hadn't thought about talking about?
I mean, thank you very much for inviting me, and I'm so excited to be back on Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And I was at the kickoff party. It was all improving every year, and we are so happy about it.
It was so much fun to have you there and to have so many of the chefs getting together to try local product and get excited about Restaurant Week. These chefs are really lit up about what they're going to put on the plate for you for Restaurant
Week. Oh, I'm sure they were. Yeah, they were highly, you know, looking at all these local booths and trying to figure to do dishes with all those things.
So we're into for some really great eating this Restaurant Week. I have been talking with Shivanti Wichiratna from Cinnamon Restaurant, and Cinnamon is located at 5856 Route 9 in Rhinebeck. And you're participating for both lunch and dinner for
lunch
Restaurant Week.
Lunch and dinner, Restaurant Week, yeah. We are highly excited about
it. Come on, it's a great opportunity to try Indian cuisine, and you get three courses for like $30. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, of course. And we are the best Indian restaurant in last 3 years in Hudson Valley. So we are excited to see you at the restaurant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.